once again, I come to you. I confess my dependence on you. I need you, Lord. I need you to just make the word clear for all of us today. And I pray that you be the one to greet every one of us so that the kingdom will take a hold of us and not just us taking a hold of the kingdom. Let the kingdom just take a hold of us so firmly that nothing that we can do will get us out of the grip of the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Lord. The glory will always be yours in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. All right, Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. Time is 5 minutes to 12. I just want you to know so that when I reach 12:30, you'll know I have been preaching only for 35 minutes. Which is basically a request for an extension. Verse 14. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. Everybody say good news. And we all know that the good news, the synonym of it would be the gospel. The gospel is the good news. The good news is the gospel. The time has come, verse 15, he said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Now, observe this statement. Jesus was proclaiming the good news of God. What's the good news? He says, the time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Just confine it to this statement. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. Confine it to that statement. Because the problem with many of the preachings that I have done and that we have heard and the books that we have read is that the good news has something to do with our salvation. The good news has something to do with you must be born again. But confine it just to this verse. The time has come, Jesus says. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. What's the good news? The kingdom of God is near. That's the good news. The good news is the invading kingdom of God. That's it. And that's point number one. The invading kingdom is the good news. Alright? The invading kingdom is the good news. The good news is not just about salvation, although salvation is the starting point of it, but the good news is about the kingdom of God invading earth. The kingdom of God is about invading us. Now, it starts with every single individual. The kingdom of God takes a grip of us when we surrendered our lives to Jesus, when we got born again. See, the highlight that I want to do is this. Let's not stop at preaching to people that they must be saved. It does not end there. We must not end with just telling people, you must be born again. Because even the born again message, let's look at this. John 3:3. Alright? John 3:3. And this is what we have been telling people. And of course, I love telling people that they must be born again. Nakakatuwa nga po eh. When we were talking with the landowners, and about this building, our future, the spokesperson, what they call the property manager, she asked us, so what does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be a Christian? What does it mean to be born again? Oh, I'm glad you asked. All right? So I started sharing with them what being born again means. That it's not really a fad. It's not a religion. It's actually a phrase that came from Jesus himself. And so I shared with them John 3:3. In reply, Jesus declared, I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. There you have it. You must be born again if you are to see the kingdom of God. But that's just the starting point. When you become born again, and being born again simply means that you're surrendering your life to Jesus, you are making Him your Savior and your Lord. The moment you do that, you become born again, and now you start to see the kingdom of God. Nakukuha nyo? It's just the starting point. The problem with the church is, the moment you think that the born-again message is the end-all and be-all of our message, we are missing the point. The starting point is for every person to get to recognize Jesus as Savior and Lord, because the moment that happens, the person has entered into the kingdom of God, and now he is able to play through the entire board game. Parang ganito yan eh. Like you have played Monopoly. Or you have played some other board games. Alright? By being born again, you're able to place your... What do you call that? Your... Token. There you go. By being born again, you're able to play to place your token right there on the board game. You become a participant. Unless you're born again, you're not part of the game. Unless you're born again, you cannot proceed to step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to 100. You cannot finish the game. But when you become born again, you're given the token. Alright, you're now a part of the kingdom. Alright? But that's just the starting point. And for us to think na, yay, I got my token! It's good that your name is now written in the book of life, but that's not the assignment. You have just entered the game. Amen? So it starts with that. The invading kingdom is still the good news. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, all right, this is what it says in the message. I love what it says. It says, time's up. God's kingdom is here. Change your life and believe the message. What's the message? The kingdom of God is here. Everybody say, here.
Here.
Here. Alright? Now, understand. Because what we usually think is, the kingdom of God is coming. Yes, it is coming, but it's already here. It has started. Tell the person next to you, it has started. Now, this is in answer to the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, this is a very good illustration. Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. Alright, I'll get you through a bit of some history here. Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. Now, this is Daniel. You remember that there was a time when the king Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream. He had a strange dream. And he wanted that the wise men of the kingdom will be able to interpret the dream to him. Sabi niya, alright, I had this dream and I want all of the wise men of the kingdom to tell me what the dream was. And then after telling me what the dream was, interpret the dream for me. Sabi ng mga wise men, king, nobody can do that. Tell us your dream and we will interpret it for you. No. I have decided firmly. I'm not going to tell anybody my dream. You tell me my dream and you interpret to me my dream. King, no one is able to do that. You know what? I know what you're doing. You're just buying time, the king says. And because you're buying time and you're trying to trick me, I'm going to have all of you killed if nobody is able to tell me what my dream was. Tindi, no? Sino sa inyo gusto niyo ganun? I mean, even those who are moving in the prophetic, if they will not be given that message, you cannot invent that. So here goes Daniel, and he asked the Lord, Lord, I need to know what that dream is. Okay, so let's move on. Daniel chapter 2, verse 31. You looked, O king. Here's Daniel now. He's in front of the king. And Daniel says, you looked, O king, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. All right? The head of the statue was made of pure gold. Everybody say, pure gold.
Gold.
Its chest and arms of silver. Everybody say, silver.
Gold.
Its belly and thighs of bronze. Everybody say, bronze.
Gold.
Okay. Its legs of iron Everybody say iron. It's feet, part of iron and part of baked clay. Everybody say iron and clay. All right. While you were watching, O King, a rock. Everybody say rock. A rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away and without leaving a trace. But the rock, everybody say rock. The rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain. Everybody say, huge mountain. Filled the whole earth. What you have right there is a summary of what the kingdom of God is all about. Alright? Here's Nebuchadnezzar. He had a dream. The dream was of a statue. Huge one. Gold, silver, bronze, iron and clay. And the king was wondering, what was that all about? And God gives Daniel the wisdom to interpret the dream. You, O king, you're the head. That's the gold. That's your empire. That's the Babylonian Empire. You're the emperor of the Babylonian Empire. After you, there will come another kingdom made of silver. That's the Persian kingdom. So after the Babylonian Empire, there's the Persian Empire, the Persian kingdom. After the Persian kingdom, it will be conquered by another empire, another kingdom. That's the Grecian Empire right here. You're getting this? All right, that's the bronze. All right? And then after the Grecian Empire comes another one. It's made of iron, probably the strongest one. And that's the Roman Empire. But then when this rock that was cut out came, it destroys the entire statue from the feet, iron and clay, which is to say it's weakening. Comes this rock, destroys the whole statue, and then it says here, the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. What is that rock? Christ. Jesus, the living rock. When did he come? At the time of the Roman Empire. And when he came at the time of the Roman Empire, he says, hey, repent, the kingdom of God has come. And this kingdom, it destroys all other kingdoms. It becomes so huge, it becomes a huge mountain that eventually fills up the whole earth. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the ends of the earth. And then the end shall come. Are you getting this? This is so powerful. And basically, this is what Jesus is telling us. Hey, you have an assignment. Tell the person next to you, you have an assignment. And our assignment is that we will be the ones to, number one, repent. What does repent? Pastor, dati pa ako repent ng repent. Ang totoo ba niyan, tuloy-tuloy tayo sa pagre-repent? Every day, God may reveal to us something that we need to confess to Him. Lord, forgive me. I thought, eh, Lord, forgive me. I spoke negatively. Lord, forgive me. But aside from confessing our sins to God and repenting of our sins, to repent actually means, literally means to change the way we think. Why? Because usually the way we think is that this world is getting bad and getting worse. Ako lang, hanggang ngayon, nakakatanggap ng mga PM at ng mga PM telling me about the Antichrist coming from somewhere, coming soon, etc., etc. People, the kingdom of God is getting bigger. The rock that was cut out struck the whole statue and it filled up the whole earth. The kingdom of God is getting bigger. Tell the person next to you, the kingdom of God is getting bigger. It depends on what you focus on. It depends on what you look at. Don't believe fake news. Fake news. Dapat yun yung ano ngayon eh, phrase of the decade. So much bad news. But if we're able to look at what God is doing, people, revival is breaking out everywhere. Silently it may be, but it's breaking out everywhere. Hundreds of thousands of people are coming to Jesus every day because the kingdom of God continues to advance. Lalo na pagka gumalaw na yung katabi mo. Amen? Alright. So let's move on. That's number one. The invading kingdom is the good news. Everybody say good news. Everybody say kingdom. Who's happy to be a part of the kingdom here? Alright? Everybody say, I'm a kingdom citizen. Alright, number two is this. Verse 16. So the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said. I will make you fishers of men. Number two is this. The kingdom strategy is to use human agents. The kingdom strategy is to use human agents. Who's a human being here? Raise your hand. Human being. Alright, you're it. The kingdom strategy is to use human agents. Now, not just any human agent, but these are agents who believe in the kingdom. I love what Pastor Mervin is doing. We visited our church in Iligan City. Pastor Mervin, for those who do not know, he is the one who's overseeing our churches in Mindanao. And the last time we paid a visit, how many pastors do we have in Mindanao? 32. 32 of them. 32. And Pastor Mervin is doing a great job. He's crisscrossing Mindanao. I told him, you know what, Pastor Mervin, I know you're strong. I know that you have lots of energy for this. But I do believe there has to come a point in time wherein we have to divide Mindanao. Kasi po ang lawak ng Mindanao. Napakalawak ng Mindanao. And I told him, I suppose what we need to do is divide Mindanao into different areas. So now what he has strategized is to have Mindanao be divided into three parts. Like there's Western Mindanao, Eastern Mindanao, there's Central Mindanao. And there may come a point in time when we will have some area pastors to man each of these centers. But what amazes me is Pastor Mervin's confession to me and confession to all of us that he told me, you know what, I have never had this passion for evangelism. I have never had this passion to disciple people until I understood the gospel of the kingdom. That it was not just a gospel of salvation, it's a gospel of the kingdom. It happened when he visited me. Back then, he was not yet a part of Church So Blessed. And I was doing a Fire and Glory conference in Davao. Pastor Mervin, he drove his motorcycle for 12 hours straight from Iligan City to Davao. Because he was so hungry for God and he was so desperate for God. So he went to Iligan, he went to Davao. And there in the conference, he approached me and he said, Pastor Hiram, I'm here. Oh, I said, Pastor Mervin, it's nice to see you here. Pastor, we need to talk. I said, all right, we'll talk. You know what? We have 4 days for this conference. So one of these days, we're going to talk. All right. So I'll wait for that time. Let's talk. The second day, he was there again. He was following me. And he says, Pastor, let's talk. I said, you know what? It's the second day. 4 days to this conference. We'll have some time. Definitely, we will have some time so we can talk. Understand the context why I was telling him that we can talk was because people cannot just approach me because I was being cordoned off. Alright? May mga Howie boys na they were just warding off people because they had to do that. Alright? They had to do that. There were thousands of delegates, and for me to get lost among the crowd, it would be hard for the host to get me back. That's how it is, all right? So Pastor Mervin was there. He was actually talking to me. We were on the street because I did a separate conference in another venue. I had my people surrounding me. And Pastor Mervin was there. He says, Pastor, we need to talk. I said, no problem, no problem. You know what? 4 days to this conference. And then he got a hold of my hand. He pulled me towards him. He says, Pastor, di ba anak mo ko? I said, of course. I mean, we go way back. Which is true because we were together in the seminary. Pastor, I'm dying inside. I'm so desperate inside. I want what you have. I want what you carry. And so I gave him my hotel room number. I said, come to the hotel. Let's talk tonight. So he went to the hotel that night. And I shared with him this simple verse. I shared with him Mark 1:15. I told him, just confine your eyes on this verse. The time has come. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. I asked him, what's the good news, Pastor? The good news is Jesus. That we need to believe in Jesus, that we can have salvation in Jesus. No, confine your sight just on this verse. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. What's the good news? The good news is that the kingdom of God is already here. Repent. Change the way you think. Repent. Change your mindset. And believe that the kingdom of God is already here. When he saw that, he said, oh my goodness, why did I miss that? I said, I missed that too. For the longest time. We have been missing the point, church. We've been talking about, you must be born again, you must be born again. It's true, you must be born again. But that's just the starting point. And when Pastor Mervin was able to grab this and embrace this and take it to heart, people, that man has been burning bright in Mindanao. He has been crisscrossing Mindanao, preaching and ministering to everybody because what he carries, he now knows, hey, the kingdom of God has come. And wherever we go, we're actually carrying this kingdom, and we are the agents of the kingdom. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Tell the person next to you, you're an agent. Yes. Now, understand, there are no secret agents in the kingdom of God. Pang James Bond lang yon. But here in God's kingdom, specifically here in the Philippines, no need for secret agents. What we need are agents who will carry the kingdom of God. So who are these agents? I listed some qualifications here for the agents. Who wants to be used by God as an agent for the kingdom? Raise your hand. All right? Number one. Who are these agents? Number one, you're a kingdom carrier. You should be a kingdom carrier. Romans 14:17. How do you know if you are carrying the kingdom right now? All right? Romans 14:17. This is what it says. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Look at yourself. Is there righteousness? Is there peace in your heart? Is there joy in your heart? Because you know what? We do not want to misrepresent the kingdom. You cannot be walking around, you cannot be telling people everywhere, hey, hey, I'm a part of God's kingdom. Hey, I'm a citizen of God's kingdom. And yet in your life, there is no righteousness. Kung yung mundo, uso yung lagay-lagay sa people of God, hindi uso yung lagay-lagay. I remember when we were trying to get a building permit for this building back then. Oh my goodness. We were already paying rent every month for this lot when it was still a lot. And our building permit would not be released by City Hall. The one who was filing for our building permit was Marlo. He was having a hard time. He would call me up time and again, Pastor, nobody signed. Nobody signed our permit again. Nobody signed our permit again. Nobody signed our permit again. Pastor, naghihintay ng lagay. Nandun lang po, nakailalim. Naghihintay ng lagay. What do we do? Hindi tayo maglalagay. We're a church. Not only are we a church, we're a kingdom church. Righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. Hindi uso sa atin yon, bawal sa atin yon. It's a good thing one of our church members, si Kuya Dan. Andiyan ba? Ababawin ko na lang. It's a good thing, Kuya Dan. He is also a government employee. He took a leave from work and he says, Pastor, sasama ko. He accompanied us to City Hall. And he started looking for the department heads. Who's in charge here? Alright, who's in charge here? Pare-pare lang tayo sa gobyerno. Pirmahan nyo na to. Tapos, chair di pirma. Oh, who's in charge here? Tapos, pirma. Who's in charge here? Tapos, pirma. After 5 months, if I remember it correctly, that was the only time when we got a building permit for this, and then we started putting it up. Why? We believe in righteousness, people. No compromise. Baka may naglalagay pa dyan sa mga nanghuhuli. People, let me give you a better way. Ako po nahuhuli rin eh. Alright? Boss, sorry po. Sorry po. Eh, kasi, ganito, ganyan. Oo nga po, eh, hindi ko po alam eh. Which is true. Hindi ko alam talaga eh. Brad, swerving yung ginawa mo. Saan po yun? Doon. Kasi dapat dito, mag-U-turn ka. Hindi ka nag-U-turn. Dumiretso. Ay, hindi ko po alam. Hindi po ako taga rito, which is also true. Ay, doon na lang ninyo kuhanin sa Pasig ito. Oh, sorry po. Sorry po talaga. Nagkamali po ako. Sige na nga. Well, you know, people can be merciful as well. And Holy Spirit can touch their hearts. I think that's much better than lagay. Righteousness. Everybody say righteousness. Ask yourself this. Do you have peace in your heart? Are you at peace with people? Because kingdom carriers need to demonstrate the peace of God. You cannot be walking around telling people, hey, hey, I'm part of the kingdom of God, I'm part of the kingdom of God. But you're a war freak. And you're at odds with so many people. Hey, I'm born again too. Hey, I'm part of Church So Blessed. And then you're enemies with everyone. Wag mo na sabihin, Church So Blessed ka. Sabi mo, Jehovah's Witness ka. If you're going to claim that your church so blessed, be peace-loving because I love peace. I want to live at peace with all men. Alright? Just in case you haven't observed, I don't want having enemies. Although some people want to have me as enemies, but I love everyone. Which is why I can look anybody in the eye and I can tell that person, hey, wala akong masamang tinapay sa'yo. Kung may masamang tinapay ka sa akin, sorry, pero I love you. Napaso lalo siya. Oh, I don't like your love. I love you. Mas masarap eh, di ba? Kaysa kinakain ka nung ngit-ngit mo. You know, there are some people who cannot have a sound sleep because they don't like some people. It's better for you to just love everyone. And in the process of loving everyone, you know what? You know that you have the heart of God for everyone. Do you have the joy of the Lord? Righteousness, peace, and joy. These are the agents that God can use. They're the ones who carry the kingdom of God. Look at the person next to you. Tingnan mo nga, may righteousness, peace, and joy ba yan? Ngingiti na yan. Ngingiti na yan. Alright? So that's the first verse. Secondly, alright? Who are these people that God can use? Who are these people? Number two, they are childlike. The ones who carry the kingdom of God are childlike. Luke 10:21. One of my favorite verses. Everybody read, go. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit. Hey. Who's full of joy here? Who enjoyed Wednesday and Thursday? Oh, crazy.
Pastor, wag niyo nang iimbitahan yon. Papipiliin ko kayo, masaya kayo o nakasimangot kayo?
Hay nako. That guy, for those of you who cannot relate, I'm talking about Pastor Seth Fawcett. Alright? And for the past 4 or 5 years, we haven't had him here. And it's just great that he wrote me, I think it was about a month ago, and he asked me, hey, Pastor Hiram, I'll be flying to the Philippines. Can we meet up for coffee? Meet up? Sabi ko, what do you mean meet up? I don't accept meet ups. Can't you make it a Wednesday so that you can be here for the hunger night? Alright then, I can be there for hunger night. After that, where will you be going? I'll be going to Baguio to visit our missionary. Alright, when? Maybe Friday. Oh, if it's Friday, then you can do 2 hunger nights. Wednesday, Thursday. And now, the missionary in Baguio tells him, hey, you can come up to Baguio on Saturday. Oh, that gives you 3 nights. So I gave the Friday night to Bataan. So Bataan had a great time. Like they were just flooded with something bad from the continuous monsoon rains. But then last Friday, they were flooded with the joy of the Lord. Amen. Hindi ba mas masarap? Sinong gustong bahain lagi ng joy ni Lord? Now that's childlike. Look at Jesus. At that time, Jesus, half filled with joy. Huh? Full of joy. How would you know if a person is full of joy? Come on, tell me. How would you know if a person is full of joy? How did the gospel writer named Luke, also known as Dr. Luke, this guy, he must be brilliant. He must be intelligent. He's a doctor. And some people think, well, you know, if you're intelligent, you cannot really be entertaining the idea of seeing people laughing and rolling on the floor in the church. That's absurd. But the writer who wrote this is Dr. Luke. So I assume that he must be of the cerebral side. Hindi porke matalino ka, bawal ka nang tumawa.
Ay, matalino ako eh. Ayoko sa CSB kasi mga tao dyan kulang sa utak.
Paano mo naman nasabi? Eh, tawa ng tawa na sa sahig.
So, pag tawa ng tawa na sa sahig, wala nang utak. Anong gusto mo? Umupo ka sa high chair, ang talino mo nga. Ang lungkot mo naman. Papipiliin ko kayo, nasa high chair kayo na mukha kang matalino pero malungkot, o nasa sahig ka gumugulong at tawa ka ng tawa.
Come on! I won't exchange the joy of the Lord for anything. Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things. What things? The things of the kingdom from the wise and learned.
Ha, kawawa naman. Sabi ni God, inuutak, tatago ko to.
I do not understand how that can happen. That person was born deaf.
We were in New York, Ate Lolita and I. And there was this couple, beautiful couple, both Filipinos. They were both Filipinos. Beautiful couple. I mean, you look at them from the outside like they are beautiful. Ang ganda, guwapo yung lalaki, ang ganda ng babae, bagay na bagay sila. Ito po, yung lalaki, total deaf. Yung babae, mas total deaf. Pastor, may baro pa ba mas total deaf sa total deaf? Ang tawag po sa kanya ay ang tawag sa kanya ganito. Narinig ko yon. Dahil hindi ako bingi. Okay? Ganito, ganito. Let me explain. The guy, he's totally deaf. By that I mean left and right, both cannot hear. As in 0%. Alright. But the wife, although it's also true, she cannot hear both from the left and the right. But the wife is the profound deaf kind. What's profound deaf? Profound deaf is this. The guy, he is totally deaf, left and right, cannot hear both ears, but he can feel vibrations. Okay? So when he feels something, like he can touch your cheek, and he can feel vibrations. He can sense vibrations. The wife cannot even feel vibrations. Profound deaf. Okay? Healing conference. The guy hears. Both ears pop open. Hallelujah. Okay? So excited. They're so excited. And the father was a medical doctor. The wife, they brought the wife to us. Okay? Hey, pray for the wife too, because the husband is able to hear. And Ate Lolet says, let the husband pray for the wife. No. Husband, you pray for the wife. The husband prays for the wife. The profound deaf wife heard. Yeah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Utakin mo yun. Because the two of them, they were born without the equipment inside. No ear parts. How could that have happened? Oh, I praise you, Father, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned. Sometimes we try to understand the ways of God. We try to understand the kingdom of God. And we try to understand the signs and the wonders. This joy, it does not make sense. What's so funny? I don't know. But I would rather be laughing over nothing than crying over something. Please quote me on that. All right. I want a meme to come out this afternoon. Childlike, you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Oh, I want to remain like a little child. People, I don't know about you, but there have been so many occasions in my own life wherein I feel so much pressure. Sino sa inyo na pressure na sa buhay? Sino sa inyo may pressure ngayon? Like there's this care, concern, worry that you have. I have this. I mean, just me thinking of some, basta. I have lots of concerns. You know what I do? Not at the end of the day. No, I don't want that. But at the start of the day, this is what I do. I imagine myself like a little child. I crawl onto daddy's lap. And I said, Lord, I cannot. Lord, I've got nothing to offer. So here I am. I just sit right here. Bahala na po kayo. And I feel His embrace. He's taking charge. And that's good enough for me. Hindi ba mas masarap? And that's the invitation of Jesus. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened. Why are you burdened? Because you're trying to act like an adult. We were just in a resto somewhere. Not resto. Bakdo. So we went to Makdo yesterday. I believe it was yesterday. Just as I parked, two street kids, they were running across the park. I looked at them, I said, beautiful sight. Beautiful sight. They were just running, playing in that wide parking space. I said, beautiful sight. I love whenever I would see kids who are worry-free. Why are they worry-free? They're not acting like adults. Boom. Because sometimes we try to act like, we try to think like adults, and what happens? Nothing. You don't become productive by worrying over something. How do we advance the kingdom of God? Just be like a little child, and God will reveal to you the keys of the kingdom. Lord, I don't know how to heal. Good. Lord, I don't know how to cast out demons. Good. Lord, I don't know what to share. I don't know if you know, but my wife knows this. My family knows this. Some of my best sermons have come from those moments when I would tell them, I don't have a sermon. Not that I don't study. I study. If you will see my schedule in the morning, it's always top of my agenda. I will read the Word. I will meditate on the Word. I have notes. You look at my Bible. You try to read all those microscopic letters. I have all these notes. But when I prepare and I have my sermon notes, I come to this conclusion, I don't know what I will be preaching. I don't have a sermon. But it will be during those times when I don't have a sermon, when I will just have to be like a little child and say, Father, I don't have a message. So I crawl onto your lap, give me something to feed the people with. And that's when God breaks through. He says, I love it. You have come to the end of your ropes. You have got nothing to offer. You're like a little child again. Let Daddy take care of things for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you're looking at an impossible situation. God says, I'll take care of it. I will reveal them to little children, the Father says. You have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is your good pleasure. Who wants to be an agent of the kingdom? Be childlike. Be childlike. In healing someone, be childlike. There have been occasions when I'm in front of somebody who's sick. It's a terminal sickness. It's an impossible situation. And sometimes, like, I face that sickness in Jesus' name. Cancer. Minsan ginagaya ko si Benny Hinn. Cancer. Sometimes it doesn't work. Sabi ko, Lord, na cancer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Kumusta po? Wala pong nangyari. Ba't ganun? Ba't ganun? But sometimes just having fun in the presence of God. I remember there was a time when I got to preach in a church in Diliman, Church of the Risen Lord. And the pastor requested that I do the 8 a.m. and the 10 a.m. So after the 8 a.m. and so many people were healed, pastor told me, get some rest before the 10 a.m. So he was bringing me to his office. On our way to his office, there was this woman who was seated on the side of the building who told me, hey, pastor, what happened there was great. How I wish God can do that as well to my ear. I said, why? What's wrong with your ear? I don't have an eardrum. Okay, in Jesus' name, have an eardrum then. Just like that. In Jesus' name, I see eardrums popping up. Walang ganun. Walang ganun. Sabi ko, okay then, in Jesus' name, have an eardrum. I walked away, went to the room, came back. This woman approaches me, Pastor, I can hear now. Just like that. Not my doing. I'm just a little child. Daddy does everything else. Hallelujah. Whoa. Hindi ba mas masarap? Because the burden does not belong to the child. The burden belongs to the Father. Number three, who are the human agents? Oh, I think you will qualify in this one. Number three,
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 to 29. Let's show them this. Everybody read, go. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before Him. Everybody say foolish.
Foolish.
Everybody say weak.
Weak.
Who qualifies? Pastor, pasensya na. Mataas ang grades ko eh. Well, I'm so sorry for you. But God, He chooses the foolish things of the world. You know, what's so amazing is that the one who wrote this is a very brilliant man by the name of Paul. Arguably, the best writer there is in the New Testament. The great Apostle Paul. But he considers himself foolish. He considers himself one who is weak and one who is despised. Number three, who are the human agents that God can use to advance the kingdom? The foolish and the weak. Sino gusto magpagamit kay Lord? You know, sometimes we can pretend to look wise, but God would tell us, hey, if you're going to advance my kingdom, you need to be a fool for me. Hey, if you're going to advance my kingdom, you need to be weak for me. Why? Because if we will be depending on our wisdom cannot really comprehend the wisdom of God. For many, the cross would be the most foolish thing because that is a capital punishment reserved for the most heinous criminals. But God says, no, I'm going to allow my son to go through the cross so that through the cross he will be able to save all people. That's foolish. But we say, Lord, we're embracing that foolishness because through that cross we are washed from our sins. Amen? The foolish and the weak. Finally, number four. Who are these people that God can use? Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. Everybody read, go. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. Who's advancing them? Forceful men lay hold of it. Number four would be the forceful ones. Who are the forceful ones? Now understand these people, this is not, tatanggap ka ba kay Jesus o hindi? I remember, I believe I shared this with you, that one of the first times that I got to share the gospel, I still did not know how to share the gospel then. But I knew that people have to get to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So one of the first people that I approached was a classmate of mine. I said, pare, kailangan tanggapin mo si Jesus. Pag di mo siya tinanggap, punta ka sa impyerno. Yun mismo linya ko. Pare. Parang, nang pare ka pa. Pag di mo tinanggap si Jesus, punta ka sa impyerno. From that point on, that guy never talked to me again. Umiwas na talaga. Hey, andiyan si Hiram. Lalayo na yan. Now, I don't use that line anymore. But we can be forceful in loving people. We can be forceful in giving them hope. We can be forceful in letting them know that Jesus loves them and cares for them. Like we can be forceful even in approaching strangers. Strangers. Just letting them know Jesus loves them. And you know what? This world is so hungry for love. It's true. This world is so hungry for affirmation. This world is so hungry for people who will show them genuine concern. And I believe that the ones who can do that are the agents of God's kingdom. And that's us.